From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad that you haven't forgotten us, that you've taken time to tune in, and I hope that you'll continue listening right through the next 15 minutes as we bring to you the Word of God. Doing that today is the Reverend Ivan Foster as he continues with his series in the Gospel of Mark. And here he is.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome. Thank you for joining with us in our program. We will be turning to Mark chapter 6 and the verse 53, so please have your Bible ready. Here's Mrs. Jean Elliott singing King of My Life.
King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary.
Thank you.
coming to the concluding verses of this chapter 6 of Mark's Gospel, please follow in your Bible as we read from the verse 53. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that he might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. These concluding verses contain a very, very striking example for every Christian to follow. I want to look at the people here of the land of Gennesaret. Their reaction to the Saviour's coming amongst them is of vital importance for us to note. I want you to, first of all, notice the wisdom of the people. They recognized that with the coming of the Saviour into their midst, a wonderful opportunity was presented to them. In verse 54, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where they heard he was. They knew him. How few today are acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ and with his power. And consequently, how few avail themselves of the opportunities of benefiting from his presence. Sabbath by Sabbath, the little gospel gatherings around our country are convened, but tens of thousands of people walk past them, not knowing that where two or three are met together in his name, there he is. Where the gospel is preached, there is Christ. And when I refer to the gospel, I'm not referring to the notions of man and the religious philosophies that are so current today. I'm referring to the preaching of the old-fashioned Bible doctrines. Where that takes place, Christ is there, and yet how few recognize him, and how few avail of the opportunity of his presence. But here is a wise people. They recognize the opportunity that was theirs. Christ being amongst them, he was there. What to do to bless them? He was there to bestow upon them his grace, his mercy, and the benefits of his love. And they recognized that opportunity. Oh, may you today recognize that even at this very moment, there is presented to you an opportunity to benefit from Christ's presence. You will notice, too, the concern they had for others. It was not enough for this people just to come out and see the Saviour and hear him and be blessed by his ministry. But those who were whole and healthy, they immediately began to think of the sick, and they wanted them, too, to benefit from Christ's company. They couldn't get out themselves, these sick people, but the healthy, having a concern for them, began to carry them about in beds wherever the Saviour was. Oh, that we might have a concern for others. Man, if that spirit arose in Ulster, there would be a swift change in the whole affairs of our little country. These people were wise. These people had a charitable concern for others. But look at the harvest their diligence reaped. It says in verse 56, and whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Who can number the multitudes that benefited from this visit by the Saviour as a result of the wisdom of the people who with both hands seized the opportunity? Oh, there is a harvest to be reaped even yet today, a harvest of benefits and a harvest of blessings, if we but seize upon the mercy of God, who is yet in our midst. This land has known the power of God on many occasions, visitations by the Lord in times of revival, and He has not yet forsaken us. Oh, these are bad times, evil times, times when God's word is mocked and despised and cast out of pulpits. And it is inevitable, if it continues, that God will forsake the land. But He has not yet forsaken it. And it behoves every Christian to seize upon the opportunity that is theirs for a bountiful harvest of blessing upon the lives of all will be the result. Let me just close by pointing out to each one of you how that there is a phrase at the end of this chapter of great importance. As many as touched Him were made whole. You cannot know the blessing of the Lord unless you touch Him. There are those who worship God afar off, those who draw near to Him with their lips, but their hearts are far from Him. That religion will prove to be of no benefit, rather it will prove to be a curse to those who engage in it. You must touch the Savior. You must come into personal, intimate communion and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to notice it only took a touch. Praise God, one touch upon the Savior will bring His blessing and mercy and grace and power into our lives. How do we touch the Savior? How can I on earth touch the Savior who is in heaven? Well, let me tell you how. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I touch Christ by believing in Him, by receiving His word as true, and resting upon the promise of mercy that is contained in the gospel. I receive Him into my heart, I embrace Him in the arms of faith, and He becomes mine, and I'm made whole. My sins are forgiven. His grace delivers me from the power of sin and makes me a new creature in Christ. Oh, men and women, touch the Savior today by faith, even as He invites you to. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.